Welcome to Hit Bullseye's podcast, Bulldoze. We help students realize their career dreams. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to succeed in your careers.
Hello and welcome to Hit Bullseye's podcast, where we are trying to keep you ahead of competition by sharing current affairs, tips for various exams, and interviews with eminent speakers. Make sure you follow the podcast and share this episode with your friends who are preparing for any competitive exam. My name is Manish, and in this episode, we are going to cover the current affairs of the third week of May 2023. So let's take a look at the topics in brief. Manoj Soni is the new chairman of Union Public Service Commission. Ravneet Kaur is the new chairperson of Competition Commission of India. Tata Group chairman N. Chandrasekharan gets France's highest civilian award. A Nepali climber has climbed the Mount Everest for the 27th time. There is a minor reshuffle in Union Cabinet. Mr. Siddaramaiah is set to become the new Chief Minister of Karnataka. Bhopal has become the first city to measure Sustainable Development Goals progress. Ruskin Bond has released a new book titled The Golden Years. Cyclone Mocha has developed in the Bay of Bengal. Operation Karuna has been launched by India. Mahatma Gandhi's bust has been unveiled by the Prime Minister in Hiroshima. And the National Anti-Terrorism Day has been observed. Now let us discuss all these news in detail. Educationist Manoj Soni will take oath as the chairman of the Union Public Service Commission very soon. Mr. Soni, who joined the commission as the member in June 2017, has been performing the duties of the UPSC chairman since April 2022. A scholar of political science with specialization in international relations studies, he has taught international relations at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel University at Vallabh Vidyanagar between 1991 and 2016. Also, the Union Public Service Commission is a constitutional body that is tasked with appointment and recruitment of high-level positions for the government. Ravneet Kaur, a 1988 Punjab Cadre IAS officer, has been appointed as the chairperson of Competition Commission of India for a period of 5 years from the date of assuming charge. The Competition Commission of India is the chief national competition regulator in India. It is a statutory body within the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and is responsible for enforcing the Competition Act 2002 to promote competition and prevent activities that have an appreciable adverse effect on competition in India. The CCI was established on 14th of October 2003. It consists of a chairperson and 6 members appointed by the central government. The commission has its headquarters in New Delhi and has 4 regional offices located in Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai and Bengaluru. Tata Group chairman N. Chandrasekharan has been given France's highest civilian award, Chevalier de la Légion d'Honneur, or simply the Legion of Honour, for his contributions to strengthen the trade relationship between India and France. Last year in December, Tata Technologies had inaugurated its innovation center in France to cater for the new age product engineering and digital requirements of the global aerospace and defense sector. France's highest civilian award is the National Order of the Legion of Honor. It was established by Napoleon Bonaparte in 1802 and is awarded to French citizens and foreigners for their outstanding service to France in the fields of military, civil and cultural affairs. The other notable Indian winners of this award in the last 1 year include Shashi Tharoor, Kiran Nadar and Swati Piramal. Nepali climber Kami Rita Sherpa has reached the top of Mount Everest for the 27th time, reclaiming the record for the most summits of the world's highest mountain. The 53-year-old had held the title since 2018 when he ascended Everest for the 22nd time, passing the previous mark he shared with 2 other Sherpa climbers, both of whom have since retired. A guide for more than 2 decades, Kamirita Sherpa first summited the 8,848-meter peak in 1994 when working for a commercial expedition. Since then, he has climbed Everest almost every year several times. The President of India, as advised by the Prime Minister, has been pleased to direct the following reallocation of portfolios among ministers in the Union Council of Ministers. The portfolio of Ministry of Earth Sciences has been assigned to Shri Kiran Rijiju. Shri Arjun Ram Meghwal, the Minister of State, will be assigned the independent charge of Minister of State in the Ministry of Law and Justice in addition to his existing portfolios in place of Shri Kiran Rijiju. Mr. Siddaramaiya is set to become the next Chief Minister of Karnataka with D.K. Shivkumar as his Deputy Chief Minister. The decision was reached by the Congress Party, with both leaders agreeing to a rotational arrangement. Now, Siddaramaiya will serve as the Chief Minister for a period of 2.5 years, after which Shivkumar will take over the position. Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh, has become the first city in India to measure its progress towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The city has adopted a Voluntary Local Review or VLR process, which is a tool that helps cities to assess their progress on the SDGs and identify areas where they need to improve. The VLR process in Bhopal was developed in collaboration with the United Nations Human Settlements Program, that is UN Habitat, and a number of other local stakeholders. It involved a comprehensive assessment of the city's performance on the SDGs, including a review of data, interviews with stakeholders, and public consultations. The VLR process has helped Bhopal to identify a number of areas where it needs to improve. These include areas such as poverty, education, health, and environment. The city has now developed a plan of action to address these challenges and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Famous Indian author Ruskin Bond has written a new book titled The Golden Years, The Many Joys of Living a Good Long Life. This book is published by HarperCollins India and it was released on 19th of May, which is Ruskin Bond's 89th birthday. The Golden Years focuses on Bond's experiences during the 60s, 70s and 80s. The book is a collection of essays and reflections on aging. In this book, he shares his thoughts on the joys and challenges of old age, as well as his advice on how to make the most of the golden years. Cyclone Moka was a very severe cyclonic storm that formed in the Bay of Bengal. The storm intensified rapidly, reaching peak winds of 160 kilometers per hour before making a landfall in Bangladesh. The storm caused widespread damage in Bangladesh and Myanmar, killing at least 100 people and displacing millions more. Cyclone Moka was named on the basis of a suggestion made by Yemen. This cyclone, which formed in the Bay of Bengal, is now the second most intense cyclone to develop in the month of May since 1982. India has undertaken an initiative to aid those affected by Cyclone Moka in Myanmar by launching Operation Karuna. On 18th of May, three ships, namely Indian naval ship Shivalik, Kamota and Savitri, arrived in Yangon with emergency relief material such as food supplies, tents, essential medicines, water pumps, portable generators, clothes and hygiene items. India has always been at the forefront in supporting its neighbors during such disasters, highlighting its commitment to ensuring security and growth for all in the region. The Mahatma Gandhi bust has been inaugurated in Hiroshima, Japan by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His bust serves as a gift from the government of India to the city of Hiroshima, signifying a meaningful and significant symbol of friendship and goodwill between India and Japan. The presentation of the bust took place during the Prime Minister's visit at the G7 summit in Japan. Created by the renowned Padma Bhushan awardee Shri Ram Varnji Sutar, it has been positioned beside the Motoyasu River, which is situated near the iconic A-bomb dome. The A-bomb dome is a well-known site that attracts thousands of people daily, including tourists and locals alike. The selected location for the Mahatma Gandhi bust was specifically chosen to symbolize solidarity concerning peace and non-violence. And finally, India observed the National Anti-Terrorism Day on 21st of May. This day is observed to commemorate the death of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in the year 1991. The day is also observed to spread awareness about the dangers of terrorism and to reaffirm India's commitment to combating terrorism. Rajiv Gandhi, the former Prime Minister of India, was assassinated in Sriperumbudur, Tamil Nadu, during an election campaign rally. The assassination was carried out by a suicide bomber belonging to the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, a Sri Lankan separatist group. Also, it was following this assassination that a new force for the protection of serving and former prime ministers was introduced in India, that is the Special Protection Group. That is all for this episode. If you liked it, please review it and also give it 5 stars rating. Also share it with your friends so that they can also benefit from the same. Thank you so much and take care.